From the KLYT broadcast studio, this is ABQ Connect. Your input on today's topic is important to us. Join in the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE. ABQ Connect.
And welcome in to ABQ Connect. I'm Steve Ryman. I am loving the weather outside. I went out today, actually ran down to the Balloon Museum to pick up some media pass stuff, and then down to the Balloon Fiesta Park. And I'm going to confess that is probably the last time I'll be down there this year. I wish everyone visiting from out of state a great visit. I hope you have great weather for the Balloon Fiesta. And I'll say way ahead of time for those, because there's already balloons in the air each morning. I saw some up this morning. Remember, as we head into the Balloon Fiesta, drivers, you're driving. And if you want to look at the balloons, you need to pull off into a parking lot and enjoy the balloons that way. We want you safe, and we want you to enjoy the balloon, the Albuquerque International Balloon Fiesta, getting underway this weekend. Pretty exciting. All right, well, we are welcoming into studio today David and Carol Beth Stewart, independent Medicare brokers with Black Bear Medicare. And the website, I'm going to say it several times today, blackbearmedicare.com. There's information there. And I invited David and Carol Beth into studio because we're coming up on a time where Medicare, those that qualify, need to be considering their options. And, you know, when we can, we get the expert in studio, which, by the way, if you hear something today and you have a question right off the bat, let's get you on the phone at 505-338-5790. Here's that phone number again. I'll give it again later. 505-338-5790. You can text questions to 505-585-LIVE, which is 5483. All right. David, Carol Beth, with that being said, welcome into studio.
Thanks so much for having us, Steve. Good to be here.
Thank you, Steve.
So glad you're both here. And it really is important information we're about to go through. As a matter of fact, I would encourage those listening, and we'll get to other details, David, but those of what age should really any age should perk up.
Well, that's one of my messages, Steve, is that Medicare matters to everybody.
Yeah.
I was telling you this story the other day that my 20-year-old son, who works at Hobby Lobby, looked at his check and it had money taken out for Medicare.
Yeah.
And so, you know, we're using our money and storing up money for the healthcare system for seniors.
Right.
It is healthcare system for seniors, but also everybody knows somebody who's on Medicare or about to go on Medicare. And if you live long enough, you're going to be on Medicare too. So this is really a subject we don't think about, kind of like we don't think about our retirement savings until we retire. But it's something we need to know about, be learning about, and helping those of us around to be educated themselves.
So David and Carol Beth, as independent Medicare brokers, what is it exactly that you do to facilitate what people need to know and what they need to do?
So what we do is we educate people about Medicare, and we assist them as they begin to make their Medicare decisions. So when people are approaching Medicare, it is a daunting task. There are all kinds of confusing acronyms, enrollment periods, penalties that they're worried about, and there's dozens of plans to sift through. So what we do is we meet with people and we walk with them through this process. When we first meet with someone, we can see the anxiety, the tension on their face. And as we talk with them and share with them just how to break it down step by step and educate them about it, we can see them relax and grow in confidence, because we're going to help them through the process and we're going to help them make confident decisions that are personal to them and their needs.
So how did the two of you, this is pretty unique, a husband-wife team working together in an office setting like that. How did you both get started in this?
Well, I started first. And, you know, my story is about 9 years ago, I was sitting with my dad, and he said, "Hey, David, I'd like to talk about money, maybe some money for the grandkids for college and those kinds of things." And I said, "Dad, I'd be happy to help you with that." He said, "I'm worried, though, that I'm going to run out of money." I said, "Dad, you're fine." He said, "But I'm worried about health care." And I said, "Dad, don't you have Medicare?" And that's how dumb I was. I just assume if you have Medicare that you're taken care of.
Right.
And as I started to look into it and sift through it, he said, "David, Medicare doesn't pay for everything." And so that was beginning of my light bulb moment and that road and this journey that I started on. And after I helped my dad, I realized my mom needed help and so did grandma and what have you. And I said, this is a real need. You know, we see all the confusing information on television and in the mail and people don't know what to do with that. And so we decided to become independent brokers so that we're not trying to steer anybody towards a specific plan right. or specific carrier, but instead we can kind of, with an open hand, present their options and maybe help them narrow their choices
right.
so they can make a good educated decision.
Well, yeah, that has, I imagine people after talking to someone who's sifted through everything, because the truth is, I mean, most of us are maybe a little too lazy to get through everything. And the fact that a qualified agent, you know, a specialist who consumes this every year can quickly see the changes and make people aware of what to look out for. You know, we already talked about, you know, no matter your age, Medicare really is something you should be informed about and realize, because if you're an employee and you got a step, well, how about this? And a business owner as well. Yes,
that's true, because they will have people who are aging into Medicare or who will be retiring, and to be able to help those people, you know, navigate that road.
Right. So if you've got a check, you own a business, you're putting towards it, you should know more about it. But here's the question. When is the right time for someone to decide that they're going to sit down and actually meet with a broker? I mean, I'm in my mid-50s. Is that something I need to start doing now? Or is that something that can wait until I'm 60? What's the best time?
So we work with our clients year-round, answering their questions, but we try to focus on specific enrollment periods. And most people need to start thinking about Medicare 6 months before they turn 65.
Okay.
Or before they retire from a job. If they're working past the age of 65, they need to start thinking about when they retire, if that job is providing them with credible health insurance. So they need to, again, 6 months before they retire, if they have credible insurance and they're past 65, then they need to start thinking about it when they retire. So those are kind of the main two time periods that we focus on, is when either you are about to turn 65 or you're over 65 and still working, then you need to start thinking about it before you retire.
And here's something interesting. We find a lot of seniors, people turning 65 or about to turn 65, often involve their kids, which is a smart thing to do. The kids need to know what kind of health insurance their parents have. You know, some seniors like to operate independently, and that's great, but it's good to let your kids know what plan you have. And now you're preparing your kids just like we coach our kids in everything, right? We model it. So by your parents going through it, the closer you get, the more you're prepared for it. You know, this is a federal program. Medicare is a federal program, and it looks like the tax code. I mean, it's that deep. And it's one of these things that you kind of have to go through a few times before it starts to gel and make sense and get your arms around.
There's not a 1040 EZ for Medicare?
Well, you can quickly sign up yourself.
Uh-huh.
But the cool thing is, we don't charge to help people. So it's kind of like you could turn in your taxes yourself, but if you could have an accountant sit and help you without a charge just to look it over, wouldn't that be of benefit to you?
Right.
And so that's what we do, is we come alongside you. We're not trying to make decisions for you, but you probably aren't aware of all the benefits, all the things you need to consider as you're narrowing that choice. And it doesn't cost you anything to do that.
Right. Yeah. Just sit down and get information from, well, someone who's much more familiar with the process, obviously, than I might be. Even if I read through everything, if you were going to produce a radio spot, you could download freeware and do all that. But even so, someone who might know how to do that a little better, someone you know, like me, be happy to walk you through that. I do want to make sure that those listening know that in studio today with us, David and Carol Beth Stewart, they're here as the experts. They're independent Medicare brokers with Black Bear Medicare, and their website is blackbearmedicare.com. If you're listening, and maybe you've dealt with Medicare, and there was an issue you had that you weren't able to overcome, or something you didn't understand, we're prepared to take questions today. On the phone, you can call 505-338-5790. We'll also take your text at 505-585-LIVE. That's 505-585-5483. And I actually meant to do this at the top of the show. I was kind of committed to doing it all week as an outreach to the Bourne family, kind of changing gears here for just a second. Many folks watching the news, whether you're familiar with what happened at Calvary Church last Friday or not, the Bourne family lost the patriarch to the family. Daniel Bourne lost his life. Someone took his life from him Friday night here on the campus at Calvary Church, where KLYT is. And there is a fund set up to bless that family. The easiest way for us to, on the air, give it to you, especially if you're driving, it's something real easy to remember, klyt.fm. And on that site, you'll see the in memory for Daniel Bourne. And the link is provided there where you can go and click and help support the family after their great loss this past week. And we do, of course, and they do covet your prayers. And thank you to all those who've already participated, whether through prayer or through financial assistance. We are in studio with David and Carol Beth Stewart, independent Medicare brokers, Black Bear Medicare. And we're going to take a quick break, but when we come back, we'll dig in a little bit and hopefully take some calls from you. As a matter of fact, the first caller with a question for David or Carol Beth, we have a gift for you. I don't know exactly which book, but we'll have a book for you. I'm seeing Abby in the other room. I have books in my office. Trust me, we have great books to give away. So 338-5790. If you've got a question about Medicare, we'll take your calls right after the break on ABQ Connect.
Calvary Chapel New Harvest is located in the heart of Valencia County and serves the community of Los Lunas and the surrounding area. They gather Sunday morning for worship services at 8 and 10, and the Wednesday night service at 7, led by Pastor David Maestas. Located on Main Street, they also provide programs for kids and youth. Find more details at calvarynhll.org.
The United States fought the devastating Civil War to overcome a deeply dividing issue. As followers of Jesus and people who represent his love, we can help one another deal with this topic today. Here's Skip Heitzig and Tony Clark.
Speak to white evangelical pastors about how in churches we can create spaces for Black and brown voices to be heard in a loving atmosphere, in a concerned atmosphere.
This is the church's finest moment, because see, racism is a sin. It's a sin in the heart. So now it's our job to begin to guide them and to have a biblical mindset and also having sympathy and empathy for those who are trying to live out this Christianity and their skin may be a little bit darker than yours.
Cultivate the empathy that comes from gaining a biblical perspective on racism. Get your copy of this conversation between Pastors Skip and Tony when you give $20 or more today. We'll also send you Pastor Skip's booklet, The Church and Racism. Call 800-922-1888 or give online securely at connectwithskip.com/offer.
Listen up to this hotspot from Skip Heitzig.
That's what it means to be in Christ. Living with that duality. I know I live here and I should be responsible here, but I also know that I have a heavenly home, and keeping that in mind.
More books, more songs, more speeches about Jesus than any other person ever.
This is why Jesus, when he rose from the dead, met up with those two guys on the road to Emmaus and could do this. It says in Luke 24, beginning at Moses, he expounded to them in all of the scriptures the things concerning himself.
Find more from Skip on YouVersion. Look for Skip Heitzig. Let's lock down this hotspot with this closing point.
Jesus Christ is the developed picture of God the Father. He is the exact representation or perfect portrait of the Father.
You're listening to KLYT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect. Today's show is sponsored in part by Ben Lucero at Indigo Mortgage, 505-836-5700, or online at indigomortgage.net. Thank you, Indigo Mortgage, for your support of KLYT and ABQ Connect.
And thanks for joining us, ABQ Connect. I'm Steve Ryman. Thanks, Ben Lucero. Such a blessing, the sponsorship at KLYT. And we did hear about Dave Start in the business as an independent Medicare broker at Black Bear Medicare. David Stewart and his wife Carol Beth are in studio with us to give some great information as we head towards the enrollment period for Medicare, October 15th through December 7th. And hopefully you're writing down notes as to some of the stuff that we're talking about. But Carol Beth, briefly, I did want to throw it to you. Your husband was doing, now were you married when you started as a specialist yourself?
Yes, actually, when we got married, my first career out of college was in education. I taught elementary school and then turned my focus to educating our kids at home through homeschooling.
Uh-huh.
And a few years ago, our youngest graduated from high school, and that was a time that it was a natural step for me to start coming alongside David and working with him in the Medicare business. And it was just a real natural step because I already had a love for education,
right.
And that is primarily what we do, is educate people. And I like working one-on-one with people. That's what we do. We meet with people one-on-one. We listen to their stories. We help find answers for their specific needs and choices. And also, one of my roles in our family has been making the insurance decisions for our own family in healthcare. And it, I empathize with people approaching Medicare because I know how stressful it can be and how it can be overwhelming, the amount of information. So I come with empathy, and it really does give me a desire to help people through a stressful process. So one thing I really enjoy about our job is that we are local independent brokers. And why that's important is we are not about just enrolling people in a Medicare plan. We build relationships with our clients.
Yeah, that has to be fulfilling.
It is. And the reason local is important is we spend a lot of time contracting and certifying with all the major carriers here in New Mexico. And so we know the local plans. We are familiar with what is available to the people who live in our state. And two, we are independent. That means that we work with a variety of carriers. So we're not just trying to steer someone or sell a specific product. We're not trying to manipulate. We are really listening to someone's needs. We care about their personal health needs. We care about their financial considerations, their lifestyle, and we take all those into consideration and look at all the plans that are available here in New Mexico and try to match them with what they need and what they want.
Yeah,
and
I know,
a win-win deal.
I know David and I, in a discussion we had a week or two ago, you know, we're talking about, you know, often people be sitting in front of the TV, here comes a commercial, and it's typically a national commercial, and, you know, one of the advantages to local, like, and basically I'm saying the same thing that you said to that is, you know, if you're talking to someone who's sitting, I don't know, they're, you know, they're sitting somewhere in Arlington, Virginia, or wherever they might be, talking to someone in New Mexico who's trying to figure out Medicare, I'm going to guess, I'm not, you know, speculation here, but that person may not be as up to speed on things that might be available to someone living in New Mexico. Just to try to put a little more detail to that, I think that it's important that the listener, as they're looking for a Medicare broker, is something that they consider someone who surely is going to be more up to speed on things that pertain to specifically New Mexicans.
Well, and as Carol Beth said, the people think it's a one-time decision, and there are some big hurdles to go over at first. But as you mentioned, every year you have a chance to change.
Right.
If you're not happy with the plan that you're on, if you have changes in your health condition.
And plans change.
And the plans change. That's how this works. The plans say, hey, we're only going to give you a one-year contract because we want to be able to change the plan next year. And so it's only fair that the beneficiaries, the people signing up or already on Medicare, also have a chance to change. Now, it's not fun necessarily. You wouldn't want to do it every year, but it is something every 3 to 5 years you need to kind of step back and say, wait, have my health care needs changed? Do I have unique dental or hearing or vision needs or care needs? Is my doctor still in network and all these things?
Right.
And so it's a chance to reengage with your agent and get them to help you reassess and move in a new direction sometimes.
Or
to say, stay right where you're at. You know, you're in the best place you can be.
I did hear from Carol Beth. Now, what she enjoys about the job, informing people, being an educator, which she, I'm sure, did a great job with kids. Which, by the way, Carol Beth, I don't know if you know that the Rymans were homeschool family as well.
Good.
And you know, I think I got pretty great kids. A little biased, but we know what Carol Beth enjoys about the work she does. David, what's drawn you to this? What's kept you doing this?
You know, I personally have had a lot of health issues, and so probably younger than some now. I found out when I was 30 years old, when I applied for life insurance, I was denied because I had type 1 diabetes. And a few years later, I wound up in ICU, unconscious for about a week.
Wow.
And that was life-changing. And so I know we've struggled with health care for ourselves, and I just see what a great opportunity it is for seniors to get on the right health plan,
right,
and make that decision. I can't wait. I can't wait till I can get on Medicare because it offers more benefits that we could afford today. Well, we have to pay out of pocket, but we do meet one-on-one. We also do lots of education seminars of larger groups. We're doing some.
And those are no cost.
And those are no cost.
It's great information, regardless, if people want the information, here's a place to go soak it up.
So we're going to be at Hoffmantown in a few weeks, for example, and we're scheduling other events around town and in Santa Fe, and we'll have virtual events to do that. So that's just kind of the general information. But
do you have the details about the Hoffmantown event?
It is coming up on October 12th at 10 a.m. at Hoffmantown Church.
Okay. Is that information on BlackBearMedicare.com?
It will be soon. We're scheduling out the rest of our events for the fall, and those will be up there within a few days.
Okay.
But it'll be a great time. You can register there at Hoffmantown or by calling us or going to our website. Mm-hmm. But that's kind of the place to start, is you can be a fly on the wall and just kind of soak it up, or kind of put your toe in the water and learn and understand. Eventually, one thing I enjoy is going into people's homes.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we can meet at the office, we can meet anywhere, but often we're invited into people's homes and you learn a whole lot about people when you sit at their kitchen table
right.
and you see what's on the wall. You can often tell if they're a person of faith.
Mm-hmm.
And if they are, I love to ask them if I can pray with them. What a joy to be able to do that.
Right. Which brings me to one of my next questions. You both are people of faith. You're Christians. How does that help you do what you do?
You know, I think it's we're tent makers, right? We're not full-time missionaries. And so this is a job in the sense that it is a way we support our family. But I think our heart, hopefully our heart is right in wanting to help people and to serve them. And I'm probably more of a defender. You know, I hate for people to be taken advantage of and to get into trouble and have been on the phone with them, helping them with resolve an issue and those kinds of things. And so I think seniors often are taken advantage of.
Yeah, that has to feel good when someone paying this for prescription or what have you, and you know they can do better than that, and you can aim them in a place where, I mean, they're saving money when they have the information they need to go to the place they need to go to be good stewards of what they have. Then they have more resources for putting food on the plate or putting gas in the car, and that just has to be a little bit fulfilling.
It is, and that we don't charge people for what we do. That was another thing that drew me to this job. The insurance companies compensate us for helping people find the right plan, so we don't have to charge.
Yeah.
It's like I talked about going to an accountant and saying, hey, we'd love to review your tax return for free and see if we can find you some more money. Well, we get to help people do that with their healthcare decisions. And I think people don't realize, you know, all the options and stuff available. You know, if you call 800 number, it may be a call center kind of thing where you may not talk to that person again, so there's no relationship. If you call a carrier directly, you're maybe not hearing all the plans available from the other carriers. And so that's okay. But we've concluded that working with an independent broker helps most people.
Again, that makes a lot of sense to me, which, by the way, we're in studio with David and Carol Beth Stewart. They're independent Medicare brokers at Black Bear Medicare, blackbearmedicare.com, and 505-363-9191. That's 505-363-9191. A reminder to our listener as well that it's on the website, information about the free seminars, and we will post this interview on abqconnect.online. Now, my engineers, is that 30 seconds or 3 minutes? Okay, so we got about two minutes, because I talk a lot, David. We got about 2 minutes. Is there anything we haven't covered we want to make sure we cover before we head on to our next segment?
So I was just going to mention how being a Christian affects the job for me. Colossians talks about whatever we do to work at it with all of our heart as unto the Lord. And I certainly find that to be true in my role helping people with Medicare. I really desire to do my job well. I often pray and ask God to give me wisdom so that I can guide people in a way that is helpful to them and is accurate. And also, I think in our job, we as believers, we see the value of the individual as someone who is loved and created by God. And we try to project that as we're interacting with others, is to show them respect and individual care as being a person loved and created by God.
Well, David and Carol Beth Stewart, independent Medicare brokers of Black Bear Medicare Insurance, blackbearmedicare.com, 505-363-9191. Great information. Will you guys come back again?
Of course. Yes. Thanks for having us, Steve.
All right, thanks. And stay with us. There's more after the break on ABQ Connect.